40 greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young coming to you from Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us for our special coverage of the second season of the Basketball Africa League. The action resumes at 17:30 UTC GMT with Rwanda Energy Group taking on Seydou Legacy Athletic Club of Guinea. That game tips off again at 17:30 GMT. Let's bring in my friend Prince Nesta for some ball commentary. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Prince. I'm doing great. As I look at this matchup coming up, Prince, I think Rwanda Energy Group might have more energy in their legs, Prince. They're coming off a three-day break. They should be rested and refreshed, while Seydou Legacy Athletic Club coming off probably a demoralizing 76-55 loss to U.S. Monastir. Talk about that, Prince. Can Legacy come back and establish a legacy?
Yes, absolutely. You know, they are coming back to this match as wounded lions, you know, having lost their last fixture. But, you know, kudos to the Rwanda Energy Group team, which is a fantastic team, has really posed a threat as far as this tournament is concerned. They actually defeated the much-fancied AS Sale of Morocco 91-87. That was actually a close tie, but they really did prove that they are once a team to watch as far as this tournament is concerned. And, you know, they've got such determination, which I think it's really critical at this stage of the competition. And even as they go to this match, I'm sure they're going to be really fired up, since they will be depending on the likes of Jean Jacques, who came off the bench sort of and, you know, played superbly and was a real hero. And, of course, on both ends of the floor, actually, if you watch the AS Sale match, and he actually managed to record 13 points and 6 rebounds in just 21 minutes on the floor. And, you know, he actually contained the other guard, AS Sale's, you know, leading scorer, Terrell Stoglin. So he's actually going to be one of the players to watch out for. And then, you know, there's also going to be Cleveland Thomas Jr., the American, U.S. dominance in this particular competition, if you ask me. U.S. players really putting in great work. And, of course, he actually was the top scorer as far as the team is concerned, and they will be depending on him because he recorded 26 points in that match. Anthony Walker was also another player who sparked the Rwandese champions, you know, with 21 points and 8 rebounds. He will be critical as far as this particular fixture is concerned. And all in all, this should be a match that, you know, really proves to be critical, especially for Seydou Legacy, since they lost to Monastir 76-55, and they're coming into this game as wounded lions, you know, but since they have been dominant as far as the achievements in the Guinean League is concerned, you know, they have been 2015 champions, 2016 champions, 2017, 2019, 2020, 2021 champions. I'm pretty sure they have what it takes as far as possibly causing an upset on the Rwandese team is concerned.
Prince, in Tuesday's other game, Ferroviario de Beira of Mozambique defeated Dakar Université Club 98-92. De Beira now 1 win, 1 loss in the tournament. While disappointing start for the hometown team from Dakar, they're now 0-2. Can they bounce back, Prince?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you never dismiss the home teams, really, because they always have some sort of advantage on their side. And, you know, they were a bit unlucky as far as the last game is concerned. And, you know, they lost 98-92. And there are a couple of, you know, players who stood out. If you look at, they're depending on players such as Sane, Abudu, and, you know, Tieno, who actually really playing really well for them. But they were a bit unlucky as far as the last match is concerned. They just couldn't compete and, you know, contain players such as William Perry, you know, another American who was playing for the Ferroviario team, who was really great, great three-point player, great guard. And, you know, Ismaili Souza and other players such as Ayadi Marcus, as far as the Ferroviario team is concerned. And the Mozambicans, they really played so well, if you consider the fact that even in their first match against U.S. Monastery, they were just a bit unlucky. You know, it's just Majok was really, really great in that key opener. And so I would really not, you know, look down upon the Mozambican team. They are really great. But at the same time, as far as the Senegalese team is concerned, I won't really rule them out, but they need to pull out their socks. One thing they need to work on is their defense, because as far as defense is concerned, that's how you win these games. Both sides of the court, the defensive end and the offensive end, because the defensive end really sparks the offensive end. And possibly, who knows what's going to happen in the next match, Danny.
Prince Nesta, stick around. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the second season of the Basketball Africa League.
The Basketball Africa League is back. Voice of America joins forces with Africa's premier men's basketball league to bring you the second season of the BAL. 38 games, 12 teams leaving it all on the court in Senegal, Egypt, and Rwanda to determine the 2022 season champion. Tune in to VOA 24/7, FMs, and to our radio and TV affiliates for some action. Pre-game, play-by-play, post-game, daily highlights, delivered by our finest commentators. Basketball Africa League 2022, on Voice of America. May the best team win.
The Basketball Africa League is attracting the eager eyes of coaches across the continent who hope to hone their skills and develop new game strategies. Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with one of those coaches. She's the head coach of Equity Hawks ladies basketball team in Kenya, Sylvia Kamau.
BAL Season 2 is here, and I'm expecting it to be as exciting as Season 1 was. This league is an opportunity to Africa to experience the immense talents that we have on the continent. As a coach, I basically use the league as a great source of knowledge and direction. The league offers a good display of coaching tactics and insights. I get to learn from some of the great tacticians we have on this continent.
Coach, in your opinion, do you think the league would develop the game of basketball in Africa?
Oh yes, BAL will grow and develop basketball in Africa. Some of the areas we expect to see growth is in youth development, because we need to feed the senior system. Sports marketing, more corporates are expected to come on board. Growth in individual country leagues, both financially and technically, so that to be able to support the BAL system. And finally, growth of world-class facilities to host basketball. I'm sure every country wants to host basketball, and thus they will improve on their infrastructure.
Kenyan basketball teams did not participate in the first edition of the Basketball Africa League and are not in the roster for Season 2. Do you think a Kenyan team will be part of the league in future?
Yes, indeed. Kenya will have representation in the future seasons. We have great human resource for the game, that is players and technical personnel. We have had Kenyan individuals in Season 1, a great indicator of our prowess. The challenge for Kenyan basketball is more financial. However, this is slowly changing as corporates are continuously embracing basketball. Again, BAL gives an exceptional opportunity for corporates to exploit through sports marketing.
That's Sylvia Kamau, the head coach of Equity Hawks ladies basketball team in Kenya. And Sylvia spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Nairobi, Kenya.
Sporty greetings. This is Sylvia Kamau, coach of Equity Hawks ladies basketball team in Kenya, defending champions of the Kenyan Premier League. You are listening to the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Meanwhile, I had a chance to talk with another basketball coach, Relton Boysen, who will guide the Cape Town Tigers next month when they make their Basketball Africa League debut in Cairo, Egypt. Let's listen in as I say, Coach, congratulations on the Tigers qualifying for Ball Season 2.
No, thank you, man. Thank you. It was not easy. It was very hard work, especially because the team haven't been in existence for more than 2 years. So, yeah, a lot of hard work went in behind the scenes to make this possible.
As you say, Coach, the Cape Town Tigers in existence for just more than 2 years. In terms of the team in general, what do you attribute to its success?
Yeah, I think the reason why the team is so successful is just the whole approach and the plan that management had for the team on the table. We bring in some expertise from overseas, international players that played in the NBA before, that's bringing that experience together with very experienced Edwards that have coached players like Brandon Ingram in the NBA when he was by the Lakers, together with the national players. Few of them have played for the national team. We have 5 players that played for South African national team. But as I mentioned earlier on, it's a whole holistic approach that we've as an organization. We want to make sure that all our players buy into our system. We want to make sure that our players are happy off the court, because if they're happy off the court, all that positive energy comes onto the court. And we have one vision, one goal, that was to qualify for the BAL, and now it is to win the BAL. So we put everything on the table, our goals, and we work towards that as a team.
I read one online article that said some of the Tigers have chips on their shoulders. That is, they want to prove themselves on the big stage. Do you agree with that description, Coach?
Yes. I won't agree or disagree. All I can say is that in terms of where I come from, we see a chip as sort of an attitude. But in this instance, I would see a chip as they want to prove something, because South Africa basketball haven't been part of the national scenery for the last 4 or 5 years due to non-compliance. So players want to prove to Africa and to the world that there is enough talent in South Africa to perform at a big stage like the Basketball Africa League. So in that sense, yes, I would say that players have something to prove. Also from the international stage, there's very talented players here that I believe that can play in the NBA, still like Michael Bongo, that's a very, very talented player, was all McDonald when he was in America. So a lot of players have something to prove in the upcoming game. So I agree with you.
What about the Basketball Africa League, Coach? BAL officials have said they want the league to stand on its own, be a premier league, and not be considered a feeder system for the NBA. What are your thoughts?
So my opinion is the BAL is the prize. It is a prize for anyone in Africa and the world to play in the BAL. It's not like you want to use the BAL to feed players for the NBA. Africa have a lot of resources, as you're aware, and a lot of talent. And I believe that BAL will grow as big as the NBA and bigger. So that's just my opinion in terms of the BAL. They're very organized. They're very professional. It was the first season last year, and you could see the way the whole organization conduct the competition, the level of competition, the competitiveness, the sportsmanship, everything was just at a high quality from the players and from management that was part of the BAL.
Last year, the BAL held its inaugural season, kind of a compressed 2-week schedule in Rwanda. This year, the BAL has expanded to a total of 3 African countries. The BAL will tip off in Senegal, and then it will go to Egypt in April, and then the playoffs and final in Rwanda in May. Does that expansion, coach, kind of speak to the development of basketball in Africa?
For sure. I think if it was not for COVID, the first season would have been longer. And due to there's still COVID in some of the countries, still COVID, the rules that they have to be adhered to, it's at least going to be in three countries. So it is expansion, but I foresee at least maybe five host cities next year. And maybe the ball tournament will be longer. So as I said, I foresee the ball grow a lot. So maybe next year it can be 2 or 3 months, and then the year after that 6 months. Because as I said, it's a very 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 competitive and high quality competition, and it is a prize, if I can say it like that, to be in the Basketball Africa League.
The Cape Town Tigers will tip off their Basketball Africa League campaign April 10th when they play Petro de Luanda of Angola at the Hassan Mustafa Indoor Sports Complex in Cairo, Egypt. Coach, are your players excited?
Yes, the players are very excited. They're working very hard, to work on their craft. As a team, we're working hard. So yeah, we're excited to go and play in Egypt. We're gonna play the second leg April. We're gonna go to Egypt. We're playing there from the 9th till the 19th. So we're very excited to go there, and we're putting in the hard work at the moment.
Your Cape Town team has an American ownership group. Can you give our Voice of America listeners some details?
Yes. There's two female owners, Shante Butler and Dia Martin, and then Raphael Edwards and William McFlurin is the two male owners. I'm very happy that they invested into Cape Town and Africa. It is the right time. There's a lot of opportunities, business opportunities in Cape Town. So again, I'm very grateful for them to decide to invest in South Africa and in Cape Town specific where I stay.
Coach, how would you describe your relationship with the American owners?
The owners are very, very supportive. They've given 110% support in everything that the team and myself wanted. I couldn't ask for a better working relationship than what we have currently. Like I told someone the other day, it's a dream job. You're doing something you love, and especially to have ownership and management like they do. I mean, two of them are ex-professional players. They know how to treat people, and that's important to me. The way you treat your people, it will show, and the results have shown for us last year.
I'm talking with Relton Boysen, the head coach of the Cape Town Tigers basketball team. The Tigers are preparing for their debut appearance in the Basketball Africa League. Coach, tell us about your basketball journey on your way to getting this dream job with the Tigers.
I come from a very, very previous disadvantaged community and household where we were literally 11 people in a two-bedroom house. And I got a basketball scholarship to go and study at University of Stellenbosch. And through that, I could change my life. I then played on for a few clubs, and then after that, I started my coaching career, where I've coached all over South Africa and also the Basketball National League in South Africa. So I have extensive knowledge of X and O's and skill development.
In terms of basketball development, do you see the sport growing in South Africa?
Yes, for sure. If I can just take an example, when we started a month ago with our opener runs, the Cape Town Tigers, there was the first training session. There was about 22 kids that just appeared for the first time to training. But all over Cape Town, basketball is growing. There's a lot of coaches that are putting in a lot of hard work to develop the sport. Obviously, resources is not what we would like it to be, because you don't want sport to be limited due to resources. resources, but it's definitely growing. And I foresee it, you know, in the next few years, overtaking dominant South African sports like cricket and rugby and soccer in South Africa.
Finally, Coach, getting back to the Basketball Africa League, 12 teams will participate in the BAL's second season. Would you like to see more teams in the competition in the future? Say maybe double the number of participating teams.
Just like the, you know, the saying, Rome wasn't built in one day, I think I can follow the same principle when I answer this question in terms of a tournament. That's so big, and it's such a big stage. It's a lot of planning, a lot of resource that goes into it. I would think there's 12 teams at the moment. If there's 14, maybe next year it will make things easier. Four pools for four. They play round robin. Then they play quarterfinal, semifinal. Maybe additional four I would like to see next year. But as time goes on, if the Basketball Africa League is going to grow further, you might see, as I said, the 6 month period and maybe more teams, you know, depending on the resources. But again, I must commend the professionalism of the Basketball Africa League management. The way they organize the tournament, it's a top-level experience.
Relton Boysen is the head coach of the Cape Town Tigers basketball team, and he was speaking with us from Cape Town, South Africa. Coach, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it, sir. And thank you for having me.
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the second season of the Men's Basketball Africa League. Joining us once again is Prince Nesta. Prince, Coach Boysen sounds like a good guy, doesn't he?
Absolutely, Sonny. Absolutely. And he really does. He's done a wonderful job. Hopefully his team is going to proceed to the next level of the tournament.
Prince, have you ever visited Cape Town?
Not really, Sonny. I hope that should be my next destination, Cape Town, Johannesburg. So much love for my people back in South Africa. Since I'm from Kenya, East Africa. But one thing that I really like about Southern Africa countries is that they are thinking of adopting Swahili as their national language, or maybe, you know, African language. Swahili is from East Africa, where I come from, and so that's one thing that possibly would make me visit South Africa as fast as I can, so that I can exercise my Swahili. some folks down there, some Swahili too.
Interesting, Prince. You gotta fine tune your language skills. Now, Prince, the second game on Wednesday features AS Saleh from Morocco, and they're going to go up against Ferroviario de Beira, the Mozambican team that won yesterday. How do you see that encounter?
Oh, that's going to be one tough matchup, very tough matchup, considering the fact that AS Saleh actually lost to REG, and then they came up and, you know, they have been really playing well. And, yeah, they will want to bounce back from their first loss against the Rwandese team. And you know, as you know, AS Saleh actually has Terrell Stoglin, who was one of the best players in last year's competition. And, you know, he is a really great player. And they will also be having Amadou Haruna, who's a great, great player. I remember last time he was turning up for one of the teams, I'm forgetting, it might have been from Mali, but he was a really, actually Cameroon, yeah. He was Amadou Abdoulaye Haruna was playing for the Cameroonian team and was a really great player, Sofiane Kodou. And they will also be depending on Alvaro Massa, great, fantastic player who has been scoring. And, you know, if you look at Mohamed Chau Kuraichi. So all in all, basically, AS Saleh really has great experience, and I think they really should trouble their opponent.
Prince, I've been quite impressed with the team from Mozambique, Ferroviario de Beira. In fact, there was one player who you told me to keep my eyes on. William Perry plays in the backcourt for De Beira, and he has looked really good, Prince.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's really great defensively. And, you know, one thing that I've said that if you are, your team is good defensively, then they tend to launch the offense. And so he's bringing in some great defensive play in this particular match. And at the same time, you will find that that natural energy, you know, the ball handling skills that he brings in. And, of course, you know, his coach and the team depends on him. And, you know, it really counts as far as these fixtures are concerned. If your best player is actually stepping his best foot forward, then, you know, they always help the team to basically have that great spirit and win.
Prince, as we speak, there have been a handful of games played. How would you describe the overall quality of basketball we're seeing in Dakar?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe this is African basketball that I'm watching. What's happening is that players are really coming up. And, you know, who knows, maybe from this tournament we're going to have the next Giannis Antetokounmpo. We're going to have Joel Embiid. We're going to have another, you know, player in the name of Pascal Siakam straight from this tournament. Players who really impressed me, actually, you know, include players, especially from REG, Rwanda Jinjex. He's got a long name, which I won't go there. But, you know, there's also another player. You know, American players have really impressed me, actually. Cleveland Thomas, and I've also seen a couple of players such as Majok. Majok has really been great. And so it really goes to show that African basketball is actually, you know, coming up. And we should see other players, especially with the younger under 2019, I've seen 19, 17, 16, 15-year-old who've been drawn to the NBA Elevate program. Really, 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 really great. And so fusing in these players and bringing them into the squad is really going to boost African basketball, I feel, because if we incorporate these young talents into the major squads, then basically what happens is that you are trying to show that African basketball has a future. And so that is really great to me. And I feel we should not only talk about these players who are on the pitch, but those young players and what NBA Africa League has done by bringing in these players. Basically, they're proving a bigger point that the future of African basketball is alive and kicking.
Prince, I do like that Ball Elevate program you mentioned. I think most of the players are between the ages of 15 and 19. One each of these NBA Academy Africa prospects has been assigned to each of the 12 Ball teams. Down the road, Prince, would you like to see maybe a younger Men's Basketball Africa League? Maybe restrict it to players, say, 25 and under?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Young basketball, I'm always a big fan of, you know, players who are younger playing with those from older generations, because it seems like they're passing the baton to basically, the older players are passing the baton to these young players. And it's really a good thing, honestly, considering the fact that who knows what's going to happen in future. Maybe African basketball is going to overtake NBA basketball or European basketball and stuff. And these are the players that we should invest in. So it's really great to me what is happening. And, you know, even in terms of, like, boosting talent, there are, like, some young players in Somalia, young players in Kenya, young players in Ghana, South Africa, Mali, Ivory Coast, who are basically going to be looking at this other younger players who are represented in this tournament, and they would want to be like them. And so it's really, really great, I feel, Sunny, as far as investing in the future of African younger players basketball is concerned.
Prince Nesta, coming up at 17:30 UTC GMT, Rwanda Energy Group versus Seydou Legacy Athletic Club. Keep it locked right here on the Voice of America. Thanks to my engineer, Vasco Vilarich. Thanks to my producer, Downtown Daniel Brown. I'm VOA Sonny Young coming to you from Studio 3. Stay tuned!
Thank you for joining us. Yes, we are back. Yes, there's more basketball coming to you from West Africa, the Dakar Arena, to be more precise. We're in Senegal, and it is time for the first of two encounters that will be taking place today. We start off with a very entertaining battle because it brings together a team who are showing us what they're capable of doing. And we're talking about Reg. They're in fourth position. They played one game and they've managed to record a victory. They come up against Slack, who played two. They've got one win, one loss up in third position. Of course, the top four will qualify for Kigali, Rwanda, which will be the quarterfinals. So there's a lot at stake. Five games for each team. And there's still a lot more basketball to be played. We've got another week of action taking place here in the Sahara Conference. And then we go up to Cairo in Egypt for the other six teams' performances. I will now introduce you to my partners in crime. Q is in the house next to me as we get the starting lineup. Q.
Thank you very much, Robbie. Looking forward to this game. Crawford, Obekpa, Miller Jr., Fofana, and Nziakor get the start for Slack. And this is going to be the same starting lineup. Not much changes. And Del Miller Jr. really going to have to step up his performance after a disappointing game yesterday. Reg, the only undefeated team other than U.S. Monastir.
And Usher is with us too. Usher, how are you?
I'm very excited. It's a great day of basketball and can't wait for the action on the court.
You've got some strong connections and ties with Rwanda. We'll talk about that throughout this game here. It is a big battle. It's a battle. Well, in fact, every team would like to record at least two wins, get three, pretty much guaranteed a place in the quarterfinals, in those playoffs that will be taking place in the month of May. Egypt next month for six other teams, including the defending champion Zamalek from season one. This is season two, of course, and new teams competing, battling it out. And, well, to be perfectly honest with you, when you look at these two teams, we've got two teams who have never participated before. Rwanda Energy Group. Reg, and we can see that the players are coming out. And Slack, of course, who we've seen a couple of times already. The Guinean champions, Guinea-Conakry, which is a country which is just south of where we are. And a wonderful country. And this is the team for Reg, for Rwanda Energy Group. Some familiar faces once again.
Certainly, Filer are going to be crucial. 16 assists he had in the opener. And Zia looking for an improved performance. Thomas Jr., Kambai Manga, and of course, Walker. The Skywalker. I think we need to put Sky in front of his name after those two amazing dunks.
I can't believe it. You just snatched that up from my list of names that I've got for him. There you go. He's a Jedi of some kind anyway. But the fact is that he really was, you know, walking on clouds, wasn't he? An absolute delight to the eye and an extravagant player. There's a lot at stake. Zajko Zecevic knows that Slack need to, well, try and get their second win out of three. The six-time Guinean champions who managed to beat AS Police of Mali to qualify through to this for the very first time. First time a Guinean team has actually made it. They got a good roster. They got a strong roster. And they've already showed us what they're capable of doing by beating Duke, the home team here in Senegal.
Coach Zajko Zecevic, of course, took the Guinean team to a credible eighth in that AfroBasket in 2021, and he's going to keep continuing to build. You know, he's establishing a culture, not only a club culture, but a national team culture.
Exactly. And Robert Pack, American coach, is the man in charge of Rwanda Energy Group. Reg, get this game underway. And as you can see, they're playing in white. They're the boys from Rwanda. Last year we had the Patriots from Kigali who are competing as the home team. This year we've got a different Rwandan team because they managed to comfortably beat them 2-0 to qualify, of course, and become the newly crowned Rwandan champions. Slack moving the ball around and trying to find a path into the paint. Nice little move that really was from Miller Jr.
A fantastic block by Kambaya Manga in the paint. He gets up really high to erase that shot.
Long range from outside of the D, and it's just come off the ring there.
Boys, talk about the battles inside the paint. We've got to look at Obekpa and Kambaya Manga going at it.
Well, he's just outstanding, Crawford, isn't he? Wonderful pass there. Gets the ball back on the edge of the arc. And there's a long-range shot that's gone in. The rebound's not good, but it has been taken now quite firmly by that man, Manga. Straight down, fast transition, something we'll expect from Real in the first points of the game go in, and it's from the big man, Anthony Walker.
Fofana really missed that close range. He had time, space, and should have done a lot better. On the other end, Walker gets himself in, and this is a great move inside, but the defense even better than the offensive move.
Yeah, wonderfully done. Bichumanga of the Democratic Republic of Congo. There we got Walker, who's trying to get that extra point, but it's just the first two in the bag. It's always good to get rid of the zero on the scoreboard, isn't it?
Very important. Very important.
Slack trying to find a little bit of space and an opportunity to try and side their way through the defense. He loses the ball quite easily there. Ziakor at the other end, a bit of space out wide and a chance for Unzie. Gets it in, and look at that for a beautiful layup. That was sensational.
I like that decision. He thought about the three-point shot, put the ball on the floor, dribble penetration instead, and floated it over the defense.
Oh, that's a nice bit of space there that he's in the paint and trying to get himself a little bit of space to drop it in. But Obekpa, who was outstanding in their last clash, of course, showing us what they're capable of doing. Didn't manage to beat US Monastir, but put up a good fight for a certain amount of time, but then they just managed to get away, didn't they? US Monastir showing us what they're capable of doing. Finalists from last year.
Monastir played some great basketball, and Slack going to look to improve their performance today for sure.
Long range shot just coming off the ring there from Crawford, born in Memphis, Tennessee, the United States of America. Thomas Jr. Very busy so far at this Basketball Africa League. The ball comes out to Manga. Manga is coming off the metal there, but they pick the ball up once again. Get a second chance to try and get themselves some points. It dropped in beautifully for Unzie.
Unzie is looking calm and composed, and that's another great read. Finds space on the baseline for an open jump shot. He only had 2 points in their opener and was 1 of 3 from the field and 0 of 4 from the outside.
That's a beautiful, very smooth shooting there from Christopher Obekpa, the Nigerian. Spent a bit of time shooting and dribbling the ball in New Zealand for the Breakers. Looking good so far. Manga to the hands of Thomas Jr. Getting a bit of assistance, picks the ball up, his Filer. Filer trying to get past Crawford, goes for the jump shot on the move there. Beautiful rebounds, and the points are taken very well by Reagan at the other end. Slack at a chance. That is delightful, that was. And the transition, very smooth, very slick from Miller Jr.
Well, and Zia on the other end. Miller Jr. uses his body. That's a tough cover for Pichu Manga in the paint, but not happy with the referee's call. It doesn't matter because it sends Miller Jr. to the free throw line.
Little bobble off the metal, and finally it's 8-5 with Reg still in the lead, but very good for Slack to get some points back. Filer out wide, good chance to drop in. Oh, it's beautifully done. How about that? Unzie, and he's really, really underlining his importance at the start of this first half.
giving us a little insight as to why he was the Rwandan League MVP in 2019, Ziyech.
Yeah, they need a sharp shooter, of course, Rwanda Energy Group.
And that is exactly why he was signed by REC, because he was playing for the Patriots. And in the first round of the qualifiers, actually, he played for Cobra Sport of South Sudan. But REC said they needed his services. And just now, we see what he's been able to bring to the table for REC.
Thanks, Asha. Cobra Sport, of course, qualifying for this second season. We'll get to see how they perform when we head up to Cairo in Egypt next month. Quick transition. Easy chance here. Should be Miller Jr. dropping in for two. And there are the points that count.
Nice quick dunk by Miller Jr. Not too flashy. Just making sure that the two counts.
Filer trying to find a little bit of space. Finally, the ball comes out. It's a chance for him to redeem himself. But the shot comes in from out wide. It's long range. And he couldn't tip it in. And Slack! Look at that. That is the dream score there coming in. The dunk driven down in there by Nziokor.
Looked like he was on a pogo stick, and Nziokor just skies up and throws it down in style.
Who needs pogo sticks when you've got natural springs in your legs?
That was my thought exactly.
Beautiful leaping. Look at that for a block there from Obekpa. And all of a sudden, Slack is starting to turn it on. They got a 2 point. They're trailing by two. Foul's been committed. And they'll get the ball back here. But once again, Slack really quick with the transition.
Obekpa, fantastic blocking, showing why he was the freshman leader in 2012 in the NCAA, 4 blocks a game. And a nice defensive play for them to bring a timeout.
Take a break, back in a moment.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Right now, we're in the first quarter at the Dakar Arena. Rwanda Energy Group leading Slack Seydou Legacy Athletic Club 11-9. Very entertaining start to this contest. We've seen some dunk shots, some crisp passing, but Rwanda Energy Group leading 11-9 in the first quarter. Rwanda Energy Group won its opening game, the very first game of this second ball season. They defeated AS Saleh of Morocco 91-87. Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, they're coming off a kind of a lopsided loss on Tuesday to U.S. Monastir, 76-55. That evened their record at 1 win and 1 loss. And so we'll see if they can bounce back in this tournament. So let's go back to the action. 11-9 in favor of Rwanda Energy Group right now.
Here we are back at the Dakar Arena here in Senegal, and as you can see, it's a 2 point game. And Slack just trying to get the lay of the land, understanding what's going on. They can probably say that they've done pretty well so far. We're going to get a reaction from Usher, who's just been listening in to find out how the Rwandan team are getting on. What are the thoughts from Coach Pack?
Well, Coach Robert Pack is telling the Reg players that they need to use Pichu Manga in the paint, and he's telling him he needs to own a pepper in that paint, go around him so that he doesn't give him a chance to be blocked. And on the other side, the coach of Slack, Sijovic, is saying they need to also play in the paint. So I think we're about to see war, literally, inside the paint right there.
Well, peaceful war on the basketball court, of course, Sasha. But yeah, I mean, yeah, yes. Absolutely. It's just sport.
Peaceful war.
It's just sport, if I
yeah,
can
you,
say that.
You clearly haven't seen what the paint looks like when these guys get involved.
Come on.
Wow.
But yeah, let's just, tip our hat to Usher, because a roving reporter, that's exactly what she is. She's one end of the court, she's ripping down the other end, and all of a sudden she picks up these little nuggets of information. Thank you so much, Usher. We'll catch up with you in a bit.
Great defensive possession.
That's
right there.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And this is Slack, who are trying to show us what they're capable of doing. You know what? If they get two wins out of their three, that'll put them in a very, very good position.
It certainly will.
You know, they could be the underdogs of this BAL. Although, no, the, what should we call them? The dark horses. Look at that! It's in! Of course it's in! Pichu Manga doing the business there with a mighty fine dump. It's a statement.
It was also the great pass from Filer, finding Manga. Throw it down with authority.
Oh, Bekbar just driving in and getting two. It's still a two-point game. There's a lot of tactics going on the court in the first half here, Q.
It's to and fro, and we like to talk about chestnut drops, chestnut checkers, but it's been great, compelling viewing so far.
Filer for two. Sensational. Great there. Very smooth. Beautiful trajectory. And the two are on the scoreboard now. That's history.
Using the screen from Manga to create that space.
Yeah, you've got to use your big man avenue just to enable, just to enables the a pathway to just open up a little bit. There's no thicket, you know. It's like just making a little clearing so you can get out into that wonderful field to see the view.
I tell you, if I was on the court, it'd be great to get a screen from Pichu Manga. A big unit, and it's very difficult to get around.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'd go underneath his legs, probably. Here we go. They're on the charge once again. Anthony Walker. Walker doesn't get the ball out to his teammate. And here they are, Slack, getting the ball out wide. Lots of time, lots of space, and a chance to try and drop something in. It's a drive right through the middle. Look at that old block coming in. Pichu Manga's defensive block there. Sensational on Obegba.
We spoke about it being a battle in the paint. Obegba going at Manga. Manga going at Obegba. This time, Manga, the victor.
And that's exactly what both coaches were talking about at the timeout earlier. And Manga coming out victorious there.
And look, he's just managed to derail their attempt to try and get two more points. And you can just see he's a very complicated player to play against in defense. And then offensively, if he's on the charge, well, I mean, if you actually get the chance to go to Banda National Park on a safari, you'll realize that there are rhinoceroses down there. Well, to be perfectly honest, Pichu Manga, when he's going forward, he is unstoppable.
He really is. And I don't think too many guys will want to stand in his way if he's coming at you at full speed.
Come on, you just don't do it. It's just dangerous. As the long-range attempt by Unzie to try and pick up two. Comes out down the right-hand side. Here they go again. Salio Mbai. And, well, once again, you can see that there's another foul. He's the NBA Academy player, of course, who's come in. The point guard, just 18 years of age, Sirin Salio Mbai. The young Guinean player.
Well, he also gets a lot of usage from Coach Zecevic because they don't really have a true backup point guard. And in the absence of Crawford, but he's on the floor right now, they use him in a utility guard position. And he makes good decisions with ball in hand. He's only averaging 2.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, and an assist. It'll just be great to keep him on the floor building confidence, but he also does add value.
Yeah, just getting a bit of game time. He's already had like 10 minutes 40 so far and getting a few points to build his confidence, and that's what it's all about. These youngsters who are getting the chance to shine in this wonderful league, well, they will most definitely become bigger and stronger and more confident in the way that they play. I think we saw that with Boubacar Sana yesterday for Duke.
Well, he gets caught out of position on the switch and matched up with the much bigger Pichu Manga, and had no choice but to commit the foul.
And just talking about Mbai, there he is once again. He'll take whatever he possibly can from the likes of Crawford and Zirko Begpa, because it's all about learning, isn't it? And playing with players like that, they'll definitely have a rub-off effect on him in a very positive way. As we see Filer trying to find his little spot to try and drop in three. Bit of a scramble in the paint. The ball goes out, and it will be Slack who get possession back.
We talk about good decisions. Filer doesn't make too many bad ones. He had 16 assists in their opener, and he distributes the ball well. He also had 16 points.
Crawford trying to drop in from long distance. He picks the ball up once again. Look at that. Sneaky Crawford.
great presence of mind to pick the ball away and get an easy two to tie the game up.
Filer gets the ball out wide. It's another chance for them to try. Here he is, Manga. Oh, it's a mid-range beauty there from the big man from Lubumbashi, down in southeastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
High usage and rewarding his team with that nice mid-range jumper.
Mid-range jumper for me, if I spoke to my mum, she would say that would be a
medium-sized jersey.
You nailed it, Q. You nailed it. Look at that. That is just unbelievable. He's very, very deadly, isn't he? Unsha Boswa showed us what he was capable of doing in their first outing, of course, against Ayer Sally. And he is a real nuisance for his opponents.
There are 20 fast break points in that victory against Sally, and a big part of that will be in Shabozwa's defense.
Filer's gone down. Big charge there from Obekpa as he came through, crashes down to the ground. I think he's going to be okay. Just needs to take a little moment just to get his breath back. And of course, they're going to bring him back up onto his feet there. But
waiting for the contact and just threw the ball up, wanting the continuation. And looks like all parity is restored. Everybody is okay out of the contact, and we're back at it.
It's all that matters. Once again, Crawford down in the corner, trying to get past Shabozwa. And Shabozwa just getting in his way, but the shot comes in off the metal. Filer picks it up, and Reg on the attack once again. There's the attempt. Well, it's a mid-ranger. Look at that. Once again, there are players there left, right, and center. The foul's been committed, and you can see that the points have been drained. Excellent work there from Walker.
I like the patience on that offensive possession. And irate right now, Coach Zetrovic, not happy with anything that he's seeing. Robert Packoff, however, probably will be happier, but it's thrown up. Second and third chance opportunities, and the foul by and by sends the Skywalker to the free throw line.
Drops it in, and there is the chance. Miller Jr. picking the ball up. It's a little reverse attempt to try and drop the ball in, but it's going to finish the first quarter with a 7-point advantage, and it is Rwanda Energy Group, Reg, who have the lead over Slack of Guinea-Conakry. Little break, we'll be back in a couple of moments. Don't go away, wherever you are.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and we have just completed the first quarter at the Dakar Arena. Rwanda Energy Group showing some energy. REG from Rwanda leads Slack, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, 22-15 after the first quarter. Let's give a shout out for Dodone. He leads REG with 9 points. They kind of broke away at the end of the first quarter. It was tight throughout, and then at the end of the first quarter, REG made a little run. But right now, Dodone Endezie, he's leading with 9 points in 9 minutes of playing time, and he also has 3 rebounds. Anthony Walker, 5 points and 4 rebounds for REG. In fact, some people are nicknaming Walker Skywalker. Skywalker because of the 2 dunks he threw down in the last game. And they were impressive dunks. But right now, Rwanda Energy Group leading Seydou Legacy Athletic Club 22-15 after the first quarter. You know, Seydou Legacy might have some tired legs after playing on Tuesday against U.S. Monastir. 2021 ball finalist Slack lost that game by 21 points. So they're hoping to bounce back in this contest, whereas Reg from Rwanda has had a few days of rest heading into this. But let's go back to the action at the Dakar Arena, and I'll be back with you at halftime
to try and drain those two basically it didn't give them a good reputation in terms of the defensive game that they should be playing against there, especially against a team like Reg.
Right now, yes, it is Reg leading the rebounding 16-9, and a five of those on the offensive end, and that's a stat that will concern Coach Zecevic.
Long range for Crawford. It's an absolute blinder there. 3 points added to the tally. And now they've got a 18 points, of course, and that's what they can do as well. If they mix it up a little bit and get those long-range shots coming in, it could be raining threes, threes for trees, trees get planted.
They should get planted, and both teams struggled from the three-point line, so it's not going to do well for the BAL initiative where we get trees planted across Africa, but they were both one of six in that opening quarter.
Here is that man, Sirin Seliumbai, gets the ball out to Crawford. Crawford goes in, and there's the ball coming out wide once again, and the shot clock goes down. Nice little turn. That is really nicely done, but it's not been drained. But the attempt to try and put that in by Miller Jr. comes to nothing at the other end. It's an attempt for three. This time the rebound is better, and they got a chance now to push up. That's lovely. Oh, my word. The Crawford Miller Jr. link up, top notch on that occasion. That is a pass, unbelievable pass as well. Walker.
Two great pieces of play, court vision and finishing by both Ridge and Slack. It's a beautiful game when this happens and the competition level is high.
Usher, have you got some news for us?
Yes, I have some news for you, obviously. So this game is not just about the BAL. There's a bit of rivalry between Rwanda and Guinea, because Guinea defeated Rwanda in the round of 16 during the FIBA AfroBasket last summer in Kigali. So Reg are trying to, you know, do some service for the national team players. There's seven of them on the court right now. So let's see if they'll get the victory at the end of the day.
Thanks very much, Usher. Well, I think we're in a pretty good place to see what this rivalry is what's going to happen in this opening match. We've got two games that are taking place, of course, and how about that? That is once again what we're looking to enjoy, and it comes from the youngster, of course, from the NBA Academy.
A point guard should not get that high. That's a fantastic dunk, and it's a statement dunk there by Mbai.
24-22.
By just trying to ignite the offense here of this Slack team, and that was fantastic.
Right now, we are going to go across to Usher, who's got a special guest right next to her, who's going to be speaking basketball. Victor Williams, I believe. Usher, it's all yours.
Thank you, Robbie. Now, as you said, I'm here with Victor Williams, who's the CEO of NBA Africa. Victor, welcome to the broadcast. We're halfway through the Sahara Conference Games here in Dakar. How do you find the experience here so far?
Thanks, Usher. We're very pleased with how things are going. It's been great to bring the BAL to a new city, and we're pleased with how the people of Dakar, Senegal, have embraced the BAL. On the court, we're excited about the competitiveness of the teams and the quality of play. It's been a great fan atmosphere, and we're also pleased that we're integrating some of our NBA Academy players into the BAL teams, and they're doing a great job of showing their potential as well.
I'm sure you loved Babacar Sané's performance yesterday with Duke from Senegal. Now, last year, NBA Africa announced the formation of a new entity and a roster of strategic partners and investors. How does the BAL feel and help to achieve the NBA's ambitious plans on the continent?
Thanks. The BAL is an integral part of our plans for growing the game on the African continent, both from a basketball perspective as well as from a commercial perspective. It represents the pinnacle of the development pathway that we've put in place to create opportunities for African youth to play the game from a grassroots level all the way to a professional level. It's our ambition that the BAL will be one of the top professional leagues in the world, And then from a commercial perspective, it enables us to have a live basketball product on the African continent with African stars and heroes playing in front of African audiences in African prime time. And so we think that African brands and companies are going to, over time, flock to the BAL and make it a strong commercial proposition as well.
Oh, thank you, Victor, there. Now, lastly, last month, the NBA Africa celebrated the launch of the Nigerian office. Can you talk about the plans for future NBA expansion on the continent?
Absolutely. We're really pleased to have been able to open that office in Nigeria, the largest country by population on the African continent, and a country from which lots of NBA players have come, or from which their families have come. It's our goal to expand the number of offices on the continent in order to allow us to bring the NBA proposition closer to African fans and African audiences. And so we'll be opening other offices on the African continent, in East Africa, North Africa, Central Africa, through those we hope to strengthen what we do on the continent.
Now, Victor, I've seen you sit courtside enjoying the games. How, you know, do you feel as the CEO of NBA Africa to be here at the BAL?
Overall, it's been a thrill and a joy, and we're very proud of what Amadou and the BAL team, as well as all of our colleagues from around the NBA who are supporting them, have been able to accomplish. At the same time, I'm also looking at it from the standpoint of what could we do better, developing insights that we take back, and we try and improve what we do on the court every day. So overall, very, very happy with how things are going and enjoying the game as a fan as well.
Thank you so much, Victor Williams, the CEO of NBA Africa. Back to you, Roby. I'm sure a lot has been happening on the court.
Absolutely, lots going on here. Thanks very much for your time, Victor, and thank you, Usher. Really nice to hear from the CEO of NBA Africa, of course, who's loving what we're seeing out here. And to be honest with you, we got a timeout, of course, 32-26. So much is going on. Q and I, we'll just break it down when we come back from this small interlude.
Small interlude in this Basketball Africa League game. I'm VOA Sonny Young, coming to you from Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us for special Voice of America coverage of the second season of the Basketball Africa League. Right now, we're in the second quarter, and Rwanda Energy Group leads SLAC, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, 32-26. Just a few minutes ago, we heard an interview with Victor Williams, the CEO of NBA Africa. Victor really enjoying this contest today, as well as the games that have taken place overall. He mentioned how NBA Africa recently opened an office in Nigeria, Africa's most populous country. And Victor, of course, also mentioned Nigeria's strong ties to basketball, especially with Giannis Antetokounmpo, whose parents are from Nigeria, as well as the Hall of Famer, Akeem the Dream Olajuwon. I'll say it again, Akeem the Dream gets my vote as the greatest basketball player Africa has ever produced. You can challenge me if you'd like, but I get the last word. Okay, right now, Rwanda Energy Group leads Seydou Legacy Athletic Club 32-26. We've got about 6 minutes to go in period two. Let's go back to the Dakar Arena and the action.
His name is Serene Saliouambai. He's come from the academy, and he's producing some fireworks out there, Q.
It's fantastic. Oh! More fireworks courtesy of Mbai. And the score, Robbie, 32-28. SLAC keep trying to come back. They have not led in this game. And what Reg have done is every time SLAC make a run, they just score a big bucket. And it's been fascinating to watch because there's a 4-point or 2-point threshold, but they're still keeping SLAC away. It's some good game management.
It's exactly that. You can see how important the coaches are. Two good coaches, by the way, who are on the on court side, making their calls, distributing the information. So important to have leadership on the side, but also on court. They've got two leaders out there on the side of the court, but they've also got leaders on the court itself. On both sides.
It's always interesting watching coaching styles as well. Zetrovic is a lot more animated as Robert Pack sure does come out, but it seems just a little bit more calm in demeanor while certainly on the sideline. You don't know what happens inside the huddle, though.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And, you know, you don't know what happened. You don't know what's happening inside of an active volcano if it hasn't erupted, right?
Your analogies are so great, Mr. Nock.
Thank you. Slack in possession. Crawford down in the corner, trying to find a little bit of space. Oh, he's beautiful, isn't he? It's a beautiful shot there, dropped in. And how about that? That's the reaction that they get. And all of a sudden, well, they're up to a two-point difference now. Shaka's come on and Boyo's come on. And there's a layup, and they've got the rebound. No, they haven't. Yes, they have. And Slack have got a chance to go ahead or at least level things up if they can get points from this. Comes out. It's nicely done. Oh, going over the top there in a big way. It is that man. Chumanga.
Obekpa with the ball fake. Gets Pichumanga in the air, and he wants a call because he thinks it's dangerous play. The drive in by Miller. Passes out, and maybe a case for initiating contact as Obekpa looks on with his hands to the side, and the referees are going to confer again. They have only four triggers for the instant replay system. I'm not sure that they're going to call it. They're looking for the continuation. They rule no continuation, so it's going to be on the ground. And because Rega in the penalty and in the bonus, we have two free throw attempts.
Yeah. Obekpa, the Nigerian. And as I said, in possession, trying to reel in that lead. And it looks pretty good, doesn't it? They've got themselves, they were 6 points down coming out of the first quarter. 5 minutes into the second. And they find themselves on the cusp of equality in the points department.
Obekpa and Manga doing battle. Obekpa has 6 points right now. Of course, Obekpa spent some time in the G League with the Santa Cruz Warriors. That was in 2016 and 17, and he brings that pedigree to this Slack team.
And we're all square. Yes, we are. 32 points apiece here at the Dakar Arena. It is Rega, which is a team from Rwanda, landlocked country. What such a beautiful place to visit. You really should go if you get the chance. And there's a layup, and it's a beauty. That is a beautiful drive from Filer. Saw his space, saw his path, opened up, wriggled around, dropped it in.
Big bucket, and sometimes it makes it look so easy, but that's a fantastic play, given the context of the game.
Crawford and Obekpa working well. That's not nicely placed on the black, on the backboard. You can see that he's just, you know, he's doing that like sort of, you know, hand scrunch gesture, which basically means that it's just a little bit too hard. A little lighter touch would have been better, Q.
It might have, but I think maybe they got away with one. Looked like Manga had the last touch on that possession.
And a chance for three, and it's the rebound tidied up there by Obekpa. And how wide it goes to Miller Jr. Miller Jr. waits for a little bit of support. Has it with the youngster on by. Obekpa picks the ball up, trying to go through the middle. Little tussle to try and get hold of possession. He does so well. Now he's got the chance to go for a mid-range two. Nicely done. Very calm and collected.
It shows why it's so important to be patient on the basketball court. He looked at his options. After losing control, steps through, sees no defense on him, and knocks down the free throw line jumper.
Yeah, he could have motored right towards the basket as well, I think.
Would have drawn some defense and might have got himself into trouble. Right option at the right time.
That's what I would have done anyway.
You're a little aggressive.
I would have gone through. No messing around with me. Lots of credit there. Look at the reaction there from Sirin Saliwabai. He's one of the players who's orchestrated this comeback to level the scores at 34-34. Lots of credit and kudos from his teammates off the bench. dropping in for two. The rebound's been taken. Smiley and Smoothie. It goes right out over the other side. But I'm afraid that that's just not two hands. Oh, a little bit of a mistake. They got a chance now. Crawford, calmly done. What can they do? Ball into the side. Wriggling around, trying to get his layup, his jump shot there, Miller Jr. He gets fouled. Now they've got a chance to actually go ahead for the first time.
They do, and that was another great possession. He's 6'7" size, makes him a tough prospect in the paint, and so Miller Jr. draws the foul from Nzier. To the free throw line he goes. Second foul for Nzier.
Yeah, we still got one player who's on double figures, and as expected, it is that man, Crawford. He's just been a leader in that department. 10 points.
I think in the second half, you're going to see some adjustments made by Coach Robert Pack, and he's going to switch some matchups onto Crawford to see if he can't unsettle him just a little bit.
Well, the call has been made by the Serbian coach, Zeljko Zecevic, and they will, of course, determine exactly what's going on. They've taken off and by, but they will obviously work and try and make sure that they can continue this fine form until the end of the half. And that obviously is prerogative for Zecevic.
Certainly will be a prerogative. If you look at the stats very quickly, still dominant on the boards are Reg. They're 18 to 13, and they're doing a good job picking up and controlling their possessions and not giving away too many second chance opportunities. Nzia leads the way with his 9 points. He went hot in the first quarter, but we haven't seen too much of him since then. Crawford has been balanced in his approach on the other end, and he leads all scorers with 10. Obekpa chipping in with 9 points of his own.
Your man Skywalker's got 7 points as well. But these players really need to try and step up. And I think that he wants probably more leadership skills on the court because, well, what they did against AS Sally, Liz Mills, of course, Moroccan team AS Sally, the Australian female coach who's now at the helm of those Giants from Morocco, was absolutely, it was a remarkable, it was a very strong statement, wasn't it? Because we thought that AS Sally would be one of the top teams. They came in. And they've still got lots of basketball to be played. They'll be playing a little bit later against Baylor, but around the energy group, I mean, they outfoxed them.
And they played the same way they're doing now. They played it close all game and hit big shots when it mattered, and I think we're going to see something similar. I think this is going to be a tight one down the stretch.
Yeah. It's all about runs, Q, isn't it? It's all about runs. Viola tries to drop it in. The rebounds are good. No quick decision to throw the ball long up court on this occasion. Crawford calming things down. Plenty of time. Obekpa just out wide. Miller Jr. trying to go through the middle. Maybe a mistake there. There's too much traffic. Filer's down the right-hand side if they want to get the ball out to him. But it's a jump shot coming in. But it's Thomas Jr. unable to land that one.
Now, just a quick one, gentlemen, from this side. The coach of Slark, Zecevic, just told his players and reminded them they have one team foul while Rec have five team fouls, so they should drive the ball into the paint. Let's see if they can execute that in the next 2 minutes.
Thank you, Asha. Lovely pass. And it's been dropped in. Fine score indeed there coming from Nzier.
First score of the second quarter for Nzier, and he goes to 11 points on that make.
Playing such an important role, but that Obekpa off the metal. Rebound taken, we're all square at 36 points apiece. Down left side, the attempt to drop into for two there.
Shot came too early in the shot clock. He rushed it just a little bit on that possession.
It's a strange moment, this, at the end of the second quarter. Well, it's a really good rebound, but he needs to nail it, but he draws the foul there. And an important player in this squad, of course, isn't he? And Ziakor goes straight to the free throw line.
And quite importantly, that's going to be the third foul of Bichumanga. So that's a big one because that might see him go off, and that battle between Obekpa and Bichumanga in the paint and the rebound battle is now skewed towards Slack. It's also how they got themselves back in the game, and we have a timeout call.
Yeah, third foul, as you can see, from Pitshu Kamboi Manga of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And there it is. There's the contact, frustration, trying to complain, trying to find a wriggle his way out of that that argument, but it's not gonna, it's one-way traffic, I'm afraid.
And that's the thing about Zetchevich has been saying, just get the ball, fake, and he'll come and foul. And it's working for them right now because, like Q said, this is a big moment for Reg. They have to see how to manage that going into the second half of the game. Will they do without Manga? Who else can come off the bench to execute and do what exactly he's been doing in the first quarter?
They do have some big guys in the squad, of course, but to replace him in that role, I'm not too sure if they can they can deal with that. There's Nzie with his 11 points, one assist, and 4 from 6 in the 2-point category.
Well, the only other option, I think, is to move Walker into the center of their paint. He's the only player who stands over 206, and that matchup is going to be very tricky for him. Two different kinds of players. Obekpa is physical, and that might be a tricky matchup, might be the matchup we need to keep an eye on as it goes down.
Ziakor took the free throw line.
1:35 left on the clock here before the end, and we can see that wonderful drive through. Diodoni Nzie, former Patriots player last year.
He's been red hot, and much better performance personally for him off that 2-point opening performance in their win at ASLA. I don't think it'll concern him too much, but he's played the role that he needs to play today, leading all the scorers on the floor.
Ziakor drops the second as they take a 1-point lead. Slack of Guinea-Conakry. Guinea-Conakry, this second. There's two sports that matter in Guinea-Conakry. Population of 11 million people. It's football, soccer for those on the other side of the Atlantic, and in South Africa, basketball. Two favorite sports in Guinea-Conakry.
Well, it certainly does show, and that just puts a lot more pressure on the players from Slack to produce results every time that they're out there on the floor. And thank you for that insightful information.
Yeah, there's loads more where that came from, and we'll be sharing all of that information, of course, about these wonderful nations that have produced these wonderful teams. Wonderful rebound there once again. Nzie doing the business from close range. Just his timing is good, and his efficiency is top notch.
So is his ability to score the basketball.
Oh, look at that! That is just a dream shot coming in from the youngster, and Mbai once again just showing us what he's capable of doing. He's got 9 points now.
Playing above his ears right now, and by lots of confidence present with his play on the floor.
But you know what? I think Boubacar Sané is basically, it's a lovely shot, isn't it? Another 2 points that have been dropped in from your man, Skywalker. But Boubacar Sané of Duke has basically just opened up the path for all of the other youngsters from Elevate and these wonderful projects that are taking place that are implemented, in the long term in Africa. With the BAL and the NBA. Oh, drop it in, smash it in, making a statement once again. Obekpa on fire.
Draws two defenders, drops it off, and he hammers it down on the other side. Beautiful play.
He's just showing off now, isn't he? Very quick reaction coming in from Walker. There's the area points, and that's the end of the... And what about that? What about the scoreline we have here at the Dakar Arena? For this opening clash of two, doubleheader, of course. There's that pass was classy, to say the least. Anthony Walker, the Texan, doing the damage. Now, we're going to take a break. The second half coming up pretty soon, but we got a few features, and we're going to have a little bit of a chit-chat. 42 for Reg, 42 for Slack.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to the Dakar Arena for this... BAL 2022.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. We're at halftime in Dakar, Senegal. We're all knotted up. Rwanda Energy Group, 42. Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, Slack, 42. All even at halftime. Joining us now from Dakar, Senegal, Abel Enson, team liaison for the Basketball Africa League. Abel, thank you for talking with us today.
Yeah, hello, and thank you for having me on the show.
Abel,
Enson, and I'm the liaison for Basketball Africa League.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Abel. Can you talk a little bit about your duties there in Dakar as team liaison? What are some of your functions there?
Well, my functions is simple. It's about helping the teams. I'm basically the intermediary between the NBA and the teams themselves. So basically assisting all the logistics, making sure things are right, making sure the teams are ready in terms of, you know, all the paperwork, schedules. Just helping them follow up. It's just like a team manager on the NBA side.
Abel, we're going to come back to you in just a minute, so please stand by. We're going to see if we can get a better connection with Abel. Let's take a look at the halftime statistics. Dodone Ndizaye, he is the leading scorer for Rwanda Energy Group, and he's having a very good game. He has 13 points and 7 rebounds at halftime, and he's been a force. But one player in particular for Seydou Legacy Athletic Club is Mbaye. He is one of these young players, a product of this Ball Elevate program, Basketball Africa League Elevate. They took 12 players, NBA Academy Africa prospects, and they assigned them to the 12 BAL teams. Mbaye was assigned to Slack, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, and he has been very impressive through the first half. He has 9 points, including a couple of really impressive dunks for Slack that really caught the attention of the crowd and the commentators. But let's break it down in terms of the halftime statistics. And joining us now, we have our friend Abel Enson back with us from Dakar, Senegal. And Abel, before we lost you there, you were talking a little bit about some of your duties there in Dakar. I understand you've been working a little bit with the AS Saleh team from Morocco. Can you talk maybe a little bit about working with Coach Liz Mills, who's made history as the first female coach at this Basketball Africa League tournament?
Well, just a little bit of a background, maybe if anybody doesn't know. I was working with Coach Liz as an assistant coach for the Kenya national team. I've been recently considered after basket. So I have quite an experience working with her. She's a cool personality, easy to work with, knows her stuff. She's amazing when it comes to basketball, the numbers, the tendencies. She's watched so much basketball, broken down so much film, that it's always a learning experience being around her. And she's literally managed to make a North African team respect her. If anybody knows Africa, knows that it's not an easy feat. So she's managed these guys really respect her and trust and believe in what she's teaching and what she's showing them, and really help the game look nice. Like, if you actually looked at the first team we played, the team might have lost, but it was beautiful basketball out there for a lot of the sequences. And that's mainly due to the fact that, you know, we didn't have enough time. It was really the first real game together as a squad, and the guys did really well for the first time. So it is amazing working with her. It's easy. She's very accommodating and receptive to opinions.
Abel, Coach Mills, of course, from Australia. We also have Robert Pack, leading REG, Rwanda Energy Group, from the United States. The head coach of SLAC, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, is from Serbia. Very international. Your thoughts on maybe the international aspects among the coaches in ball?
Well, it's great because as a continent, we don't just need players. We also need a lot of trainers to come down and work with us and work with the coaches, like you see, whether it's in SLAC or it's in REG. These head coaches are working with the local head coaches to become their assistants. So I believe these guys learn a lot from them during that process. They gain a lot of knowledge, and that will help us in reaching the game. The more we do that, the next 2 to 4 or 5 years, we want to necessarily need some of these guys to show up. They'll either be here permanently, or the guys will be on the ground who will actually pick up the slack and, you know, coach their teams all the way.
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. I'm talking with Abel Ensohn, a team liaison for the Basketball Africa League, and Abel is talking with us from Dakar, Senegal. Abel, your thoughts on the first half? Tie score right now between REG and SLAC, 42-42. What did you think of the first half?
Well, I really think both teams are evenly matched up, if you notice. And they're basically playing according to script. That's why the game is tied. On the REG side, I would say Cleveland hasn't yet showed up in the game. He hasn't scored yet. So that would be kind of dangerous for Slack if he gets into the game. But it's really entertaining because REG has a run. Then Slack comes back to their own run. Both, all of their imports are playing according to what we expected out of them. Both coaches are swinging. So it'll come down to the last 3 minutes.
Mbaye, the young player for SLAC, he's part of this Ball Elevate program. Very impressive in the first half. I think he has 9 points for SLAC, including some really exciting dunk shots. Abel, maybe comment on, first off, Mbaye, but also the Ball Elevate program overall. How do you like that program?
But the Elevate program is like an amazing thing, and it's great that we have all these kids. It's a great work for the team. Mbaye has been trusted by Zleko from the first game already. He played a lot of minutes. That game they won against us. And he's showing exactly why coach trusted him. He's done great. That dunk was really nice. It was really a I believe he's not going to sleep at night really thinking about it. As a young kid, that is a highlight. Absolutely, it's a highlight. So it is a great initiative by the NBA and the DL to integrate all these young players into this program. The more we do that, the more we show that, you know, if we put kids under the right training, they can actually play at a higher level. They can elevate themselves, as the word says. Because the Academy invests a lot, the NBA is investing a lot, the past 3 years on these kids, and it's time for them to showcase that with the right dedication, with the right infrastructure, we can get that kind of level of talent on the continent of Africa real early. And that's what these kids are here to show everybody. And yeah, it's impressive the way he plays. Even what the kid that plays for his own.
Abel, on Tuesday, SLAC lost to U.S. Monastir 76-55. Monastir has some veteran players, including Slimane. I think he's 41 years old. He's been with the Tunisian team a long time. Would you like to see maybe the in the future for Ball, maybe for it to trend maybe to younger players in the league, or do you think these veteran players, you know, can educate and, you know, basically teach the younger players? What do you think?
I think it's great for us to have these younger players be integrated. That is what's going to eventually situate some of the veterans. It's good to have veterans, but then again, there's a cutoff. When we start reaching plus 40 and all the rest, then we're already going far. So I think it's what the NBA is doing with VAR. We shall eventually
put it in.
Cool.
Don't forget it.
Bye.
Finish one.
Bye. We shall eventually be able to change the age group of the players and eventually come to have young 39 this thing with VAR.
Abel, in the second game on Wednesday, we're going to see the team from Mozambique back on the floor. What are your thoughts about the second game on Wednesday?
It's going to be a tough game. The Mozambique team pushes the basketball a lot. They're fresh from the victory yesterday, which is pretty positive about themselves. The team from Morocco is from a loss in the first game, but I've had 2 days to turn everything around. So I believe it's also going to be a highly entertaining game. As you see already, Sami has scored the score. First game was 91-87. Yesterday's game, you see the team from Mozambique and the team from Senegal, the final score is something like 95-91. So expect that.
Abel and Son, speaking with us from Dakar, Senegal, and sorry about the technical issues with that call. And we are at halftime at the Dakar Arena, 42-42 between Rwanda Energy Group and SLAC, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club. The players are on the floor warming up, and We will be going back to the action, but let's take a look at the stats one more time. I will say that Mbaye for Slack, he has 9 points, and I think he's been one of the most impressive players I've seen on the floor in the first half. Again, he's a product of that Basketball Africa League Elevate program. Also, Ndizaye, he has a game-high 13 points for Rwanda Energy Group in the first half. Christopher Marcus Crawford, once again making his presence felt for Slack. He is the American guard. Last year, he played for Monastir. Crawford has 10 points in the first half, and he, too, will see if he gets the ball more in the second half. Obegba, got to give him a shout out for Slack. He has 11 points as well as 6 rebounds in the first half, and I know that they will be looking to go inside to Obegba in the second half. So we're all knotted up at 42-42, and let's go back to the Dakar Arena as we get ready for the
nice
second half.
On the baseline, throw one down with emphasis. It's been back and forth as the two teams have tied 4 times. The lead has changed 6 times, and there is no showing which way or no knowing which way this is going. Lise has had an outstanding game, 30 minutes, Sanquan with 10 as well.
So look at the stats there. Basically, we can see that very, very level. It is very equal, isn't it? 3 out of 12 for the 3 points is 4 and 9, but otherwise, I think you can't really tell them apart.
It's very difficult to separate.
Okay, so we are here, and we're in Dakar, and we're in Senegal, and we are, well, having a blast with this battle that's taking place here. It's all tied, and it really is. It's probably the closest encounter that we've seen so far, and in the fourth day of action in this second edition of the Basketball Africa League. Last little moments for these players to talk to their coaches as we gear up for the third quarter. So much could happen. One thing that stands out is, of course, Manga's 3 fouls that he picked up in the first half. Do you rest him? Do you keep him in the team? That's a question that we need to, well, find out. Robert Pack has the answer to that.
I think another key matchup is going to be Crawford and Nchobozwa. That is where the game is going to be won or lost. Mark Crawford with his 10 points in that first half. And then Obegba will dominate the paint. And that speaks to what you're talking about, Robbie, the matchup between Bishop Manga and or Bekpa in the paint.
Yeah, and the 18-year-old from the academy, of course, Serene Salio Mbai, he's got the top percentage of field goals so far. He's 2 out of 2 for his 2-pointers, 3 out of 4 for his 3-pointers, 75% compared to his teammates, which is not bad at all. He's better than Crawford and Obekpa at the moment.
He's having a fantastic game, and they're going to continue to ride the hard end, earning his place on the team, and you love to see it. The NBA Academy and this wonderful Elevate program paying dividends.
It's what it's all about, isn't it? The charge going through from Thomas Junior tries to find a little bit of space, and he's unable to drain it. Crawford picks it up for Slack from Guinea-Conakry, trying to get the ball out. It's been picked up by Obekpa. He's just finding himself in the right place at the right time. Comes back out, and a chance to try and send something in from distance by Miller Junior. Drops it down into the left hand side. It comes off the rim, and the attempt for three comes to nothing. Slack missing out on taking the lead in the early quarters of the third quarter.
We've seen the importance of third quarters throughout this competition. It's been a feature. And the ability to make sure that you execute, especially early in the third, and just get some momentum, is going to be crucial for both these teams. So,
and this is really bad news, isn't it? He's looking around a little bit like, in shock. He's got his fourth foul, Pichu Manga, and that is not good. And, of course, he's just drifted off. He's gone straight to the bench. There it is. A little bit aggressive with the way that he was trying to block his man.
He'll be unhappy that it came on the offensive end, but a moving screen called, and so he'll have to go to the bench with that fourth foul.
That's big news. That is just at the moment where we're actually talking about him. And Shaka comes on to cover for him. Zia's there as well. Of course, I think that... Well, now they've got to change their tactics up a little bit. And it'll be an important moment here for Robert Pack to understand how he's going to work this, because he hasn't got the big man in the paint.
And this, I think, is where Miller Jr. is going to come to the fore, because he's a big point guard and he likes to go down into the block and pivot left or right where he can create. The coverage problems that are going to come for Rake and how they figure that out will be the difference in the third.
Miller Jr. drops that extra point. They take the lead, and is that they went ahead just momentarily, I think, at the end of the second quarter. But they are ahead once again. Early doors in the second half. Here we go. Long range here from Filer. Tidied up at the back by Obekpa. Crawford. Slow down, calm down, and then accelerate. They really know how to just go into overdrive. The attempt to try and drop that in. And the foul has been committed. And once again, you can see that Miller Jr., just like you said, Q, just striving forward and trying to find a little bit of space to produce the layup.
Well, he creates a mismatch problem, and I'm not sure that they have the coverage or the assets on the bench to try and match up well. They're bringing in their best defensive player, Nincho Bozoa, and we'll see how he maneuvers and who he matches up with.
I think it's time to talk to Usher. I think it's a very important time to talk to Usher, because we're going to get her thoughts on what's happening here and how important it is for the Rwandan team to actually perform and get themselves to Kigali next month, in 2 months' time.
Well, obviously, when you think about how the Patriots got to the semifinals last year, Reg know that they have to do everything possible to make it to the playoffs and to be able to play inside the Kigali Arena. It's a 10,000-seater stadium, and you obviously hope that the home team can play there.
That's a fantastic score. That really is. And it just basically underlines what they're trying to do here. The Ziokor comes to the fore.
Second and third chance opportunities in the paint. Why that is happening is because Manga off the floor.
Manga's gone. And the great news is that at the moment, and let's just hope and pray that it stays exactly like that, is that you're allowed to have maximum capacity in the Kigali Arena and in all of the stadiums at the moment, Usher, I believe.
Yes. The COVID-19 restrictions at the moment were lifted.
Yep.
And so it's full capacity. We'll have some courtside sitting in Kigali, and that should be beautiful, really.
We'll just hope and pray that it'll stay like that, of course, because that would just turn it into something magical. Last year, very complicated, so well organized by President Amadou and all of the BAL organization and the NBA and FIBA as well, all getting involved and making sure that bubble was just, impenetrable. And it really worked an absolute treat, as we see. Well, Reg trying to find a little bit of space, trying to hit back. They've dropped 4 points down now, and it's Slack who are looking really slick. Long-range downtown shot on the right side. Just comes back off the ring. A great opportunity. And the rebounds. Rebounds! Oh, block capital of the world for a moment. And a three-pointer! It's been dropped in. That was sensational. Chibozwa, the man.
It really came from his steal. And that's the matchup I was talking about. Miller Jr. and Chibozwa matched up. The double block. You said block capital. I haven't seen that happen. Both defenders getting hands on it. And then comes out to Chibozwa, who knocks down the three.
There's a lot of flapping around. It was a real frenzy in the paint on that occasion. And with 6:40 left in the third quarter, there's so much more basketball to be played here. Slack, of course, winning one, losing one. It's only the second game for the Rwandan team, Rwanda Energy Group.
As if there aren't enough management issues for Coach Robert Pack. Now, Rega in the bonus with 6:40 left. They're going to continue to attack and try and draw fouls and see if they just can't build a lead from the free throw line, or at least that's what the tactic should be.
Robert Pack, very, very happy to have graced the basketball courts during a special period amongst African basketball royalty. Look at that for a three-pointer dropped in sensationally. And look, they level it up at 48. And look at that. The reaction, of course, from Chibozwa. Hands thrown in the air. It's all going a little bit crazy here.
You can't put the ball down in front of Chibozwa. It's a danger zone.
He just puts them ahead, steals the ball. As I said, Robert Pack playing with Dikombe Mutombo of the DRC. Oh, my word! The aerial bombardment continues. Three-pointer from out wide. And look, it's Slack who move ahead. What's going on? This is outrageous. Filer files a complaint against Slack.
Back and forth we go. Some great offensive basketball by both teams.
Crawford off the rank. Tidied up. Missed opportunity there. And it's 52-51. Ball comes out. Good opportunity. Cutting inside. Looking to try and get his shot in. Oh, beautiful. Very smooth from Thomas Jr.
Picking up some offense here in the second half. Thomas Jr., that's the second field goal in the third quarter.
Inside, outside. Oh, it's beautifully done. How about that? That is top-notch there coming from that man. Ziokor needed to stand up and do something.
Physicality and footwork on display by Ziokor.
Yeah, a very full athlete, isn't he? It's not easy to twist and turn in the paint when you're being very tightly marked. Another chance for Filer to drop 3 points. This is the target. Crawford out wide. Miller Jr. That was a delight to the eye. And the way that he just cut inside, the acceleration, and just beautiful ability to keep the ball away from any defender.
They forced the switch on the matchup, and now Miller Jr. going to the corner. Crawford being the primary ball handler, and it's proving effective once again.
Chibozwa missing out on that occasion. Inside pass, that is, oh, that's going to be a foul. That is big time. You can see Anthony Walker this time. Contact on the wrist, unable to get the shot in.
And they call it intentional. They were looking for the call where the Slack players And the question is always going to be, was the attempt made on the ball? I don't know it was, and that's why the referees called it that way.
54-55. Have a guess who we're going to hear from just after the break. Usher, don't go away.
Today, but I'm gonna keep it going because it should be Women's Day every day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna play some of that Doja Cat. Okay, with the white.
Here's what's coming up on Africa News tonight. Former Nairobi governor Mike Sonko has been banned from the U.S. A video of an alleged massacre in central Mali is circulating on social media. And U.S. ban on Russian oil imports could cause prices of fuel and other commodities to rise across Africa. These stories and more on Africa News tonight.
Hi, I'm Kim Lewis. Join me and a panel of journalists as we discuss the top stories of the week, including a growing number of Western businesses are either halting operations in Russia or exiting altogether over that country's military invasion of neighboring Ukraine. The major hit to Russia's economy will likely come from the crucial oil and gas industry. Join us for Issues in the News this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Well, we enter the final quarter. There he is. It's Ziokor, 13 points to his name so far. Usher was just listening into Robert Pack, who was offering advice, or not. He was pushing advice down the throats of his players. What did he have to say?
Well, obviously, Coach Robert Pack disappointed there with the two back-to-back misses from behind the arc for his players, and he's saying, guys, let's relax. And that's the message that he's been telling them. And, you know, they should take their time and play the clock. Like, run it down. You have 24 seconds on the possession. Use it and make sure that you cut down on that deficit so that they can stay in this game in this third quarter.
You can go and dance with the Senegalese fans now and play some of those jumbies if you like. We'll catch up with you in a minute. Usher, thank you.
Thank you. I'm right here in the midst. If you don't see me today, it's going to be a big problem.
Don't worry. You're very visible. I promise you that. Thanks, Usher. Yeah, relax. Relax is a... Is it, you know, it's one of those bittersweet words, isn't it? Don't relax too much. Relax a little bit. Take your time when you've got a little bit of time, but don't relax too much.
Relax enough to read and react and make good decisions.
Right. And you can see the slack of 3 points ahead. And all of a sudden, it's Reg who get possession. Shabozwa. Zilko Zetovic. He's such a determined look on his face as a coach on the sidelines. He pours absolutely everything into his team's performance. He shows that on it with his gestures, doesn't he, Q?
So animated he is, really, from the sideline. And it pays dividends because his team does respond.
Got to get a shot in, but the shot clock goes. And, you know, getting a foul on Shabozwa just when he's basically not going to get his shot in on time was a big mistake from Slack.
That's probably the worst kind of foul that can be committed. And it's right there. It's in front of the referee. And he gets to shoot three. You don't foul the shooter, least of all when the shot clock is winding down. Rather allow him to take the shot at him. Chances are that he probably was not going to make that one.
Yeah, big mistake. Shouldn't say little when it's big, because it was big. It was a big mistake, because this will just draw them level at a time when Slack, well, thought that they could push ahead. And, of course, he's a top shooter as well from the free throw line. We know that. We've seen him before. Played last year, of course. We saw him playing for the Patriots.
Three big free throws for Nchobozwa. And, yes, he does shoot the ball at a high percentage from that free throw line.
by and by the youngster. Oh, it's just gone out away from the target. Chaboswa picks the ball up, gets it out wide. An opportunity to drive in from the right-hand side. The attempted layup from underneath the basket, and they pick the ball up, and it's that man in by. He wants to try and redeem himself. Loses possession, but it does come off, I think. I think, it, it did come off...
Cleveland Thomas, as he got...
Cleveland Thomas Jr.
Got a hand on it as he came around and knocked it out of bounds, and I think...
Got a timeout.
Going to give us a timeout.
And gentlemen, just to tell you that Coach Robert Pack just introduced their NBA Africa Academy player, perhaps to counter by on the other side of Slack.
Usher? Yeah, carry on, Usher.
Yes, I was saying that Coach Robert Pack just introduced Joy Godovja from... the reg side is an NBA Africa Academy player, perhaps to counter what Mbai has been offering for Slack.
17 years of age from Nigeria. Of course, we've got some wonderful young players, great skill sets. They just need that game time. So this, in fact, is a brilliant way to introduce them, you know, to a professional league. And this league, as Victor Williams said, the CEO of NBA Africa earlier today, he said, these guys are the future. We want this to be one of the best pro basketball leagues in the world.
And with the system in place, it certainly can be. It's an interesting move as Igodovja comes in for his debut in a tight game with 2 minutes 51 seconds left, and is matching up with a young scorer who's playing confidently. This is a big moment for him.
The two 12s, and look who's marking who. The two youngsters are on each other, of course, as we see they try and slack, try and drop it in for 2 points, and the paint comes to nothing. And they have to go back and try and sort themselves out, and Ziakor unable to do the damage. It goes over the shot, look at that, from Thomas Jr.
Making the extra pass and the floater goes over the defense and now gives Reg a 2-point lead.
A floater, oh, he's dropping it up there. I don't know what Crawford was trying to do. There was no one there. And look, they're at it again. Well, the attempt to try and chuck it up underneath, teasing the defense there from Thomas Jr., comes to nothing.
Well, Beckman went straight up and no contact on it. It was a good call by the referees.
Foul committed. Defensive foul. I think it was
Miller Jr.
No, I think it was,
Miller Jr. Picks up a second. Only the second team foul.
Yeah, well disciplined out here compared to Reg. Attempt for three. Tidied up on the back by Obegba. Miller Jr. Well, a sensational. The pass was beautiful. But how about that for a beautiful finish from Christopher Obegba?
Obegba is getting it done. He's also doing some great work on the defensive glass. He's got 9 rebounds.
It's the youngster, wasn't it, Mbai, who I think committed the foul, didn't allow the ball to come up. Good attempt to rise up in the paint. Very difficult, isn't it, in that position. There is. Takes the ball cleanly.
So much patience by Eli Kaje in the paint, just to three defenders around him, multiple ball fakes, and one of the defenders committed to it. And I think you're right, I think they did call it on Mbai.
He catch it, the 26-year-old, 6'5".
Only had 2 points in 16 minutes in their opening encounter. And 2 big points for him at the free throw line.
Well, neck and neck still, 1:25 left on the clock in the third quarter. And it just spills into the third quarter, and it'll probably be the same in the fourth. It's very, very tight indeed. And just remember, we got Pichu, who's fouled out, of course, with those 5 fouls. That is a sensational drop in to say hello from that man, Crawford.
Crawford seems to like the matchup with Nchobozwa. He's comfortable every time Nchobozwa is on him, and he's made him pay every time that matchup shows up on the defensive rotation.
So quick, isn't he, Nchobozwa? Very, very quick player. And he tries to score the three-pointer. Oh, Begbar on the rebound, doing really well defensively. He's been tidying up so much at the back.
He has a double-double now with that rebound. 13 points along with his 10 rebounds.
Crawford with, again, level at 61 points apiece. Picked up at the back, tidied up at the back. Once again, you can see them, they're trying to get themselves those vital points. Well, a face of play that doesn't finish off with points. So Begbar again to the four. Great chance for Slack to try and get some points here. The rebound draws the foul as well. Good strong drive into the paint there. Just see exactly what he's trying to do. And Ziakor needs to come to the four. And I think that he is. He knows that it's a very important phase of play for him.
He's being aggressive every time he gets a touch of the basketball. They're going to him, and he is rewarding them. 15 points for Josh Ziakor. And again, they have no answer for him inside the paint because their paint protector is on the bench.
That's it. That's the story from this encounter. There he is hitting the deck, of course. And they just take the lead. We've got 10 seconds left in the third quarter before we'll take a little break and come back and enter what should be a riveting, thrilling, exciting encounter to this first of two battles taking place here in Dakar, in this wonderful West African nation of Senegal. Long range shot! Drained by Thomas Jr. And there you have it. Just when we thought that Slack would just move ahead, Reg come back and they respond with a three-pointer from downtown.
A buzzer beater to close out this third quarter and give Reg just a little bit of momentum. And rips the net, takes the momentum and the lead into the fourth quarter.
The timing was perfect. A little break. We will be back.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to special Men's Basketball Africa League coverage here on The Voice of America. Right now, after three periods, Rwanda Energy Group leads Seydou Legacy Athletic Club Slack by 1 point, 64-63. Thomas Jr. with a buzzer-beating three-point shot at the end of the third period put REG in front, 64-63. I want to give a shout out for Chris Obekpa, Nigerian center for REG. Excuse me, for Seydou Legacy Athletic Club. Got the teams wrong. Obekpa's been a force underneath. He has 13 points, 11 rebounds. He also had a block shot near the end of the third quarter. This has been a hard-fought contest, close throughout. Right now, one-point margin heading into the fourth quarter. Rwanda Energy Group leads 64-63. Marcus Crawford, he's the shooting guard for Slack. He's been sort of off and on in this game. We'll see if he comes alive in the fourth quarter. Right now, he's got 15 points and two rebounds for Slack. I want to give another shout out for Mbaye for Slack. He is the ball elevate player, and he's been very impressive in this game. After three periods, Rwanda Energy Group leads 64-63 over Slack. Let's go back to the action at the Dakar Arena.
Back on court, the stats. Well, that's a little summary, I suppose, isn't it? 6-23, 3 points. That's not good enough. 5-11. It basically means that Slack haven't been shooting from downtown too much, have they?
They really haven't. They've moved the ball around. 26% from the outside for Rick, but that's the way they play this game. No real differential in the field goals. Only 1%. 44 plays 45, and one really interesting feature, I think, for Slack is that Marcus Crawford, Chris Crawford, and Christopher Obegba have not left the floor. They've not been given a rest. They've played all 30 minutes of this encounter so far.
Yeah, but that's basically what they do, isn't it? I mean, when you actually look, he... Obegba, 32 minutes in the last game. Crawford, I think, was like 37 or something like that. I mean, it's just... Yeah, he needs them on the court, doesn't he? It's as simple as that. Crawford, out wide. Here he is, our Nigerian, Obegba. Trying to tussle, trying to turn. That is sumptuous. If it goes in, that was beautiful. Look at what he did. The pass from Obegba was absolutely sublime. Finished off by Mbai, who's just understanding how his teammate plays, because he's only 18 and obviously, you know, he's had to step it up a bit.
Great recognition on the baseline cut for the easy layup.
Oh, my word. Dropping in a big, big three-pointer there coming in from Axel Mboyo.
First field goal for Mboyo. It's a big one.
Needed that. Here's Mbai. Oh, Mbai up against... Chobozwa steals the ball. Look at him. He's accelerating forward. He's going to go all the way. A dream score there for the Rwandan.
Steal number four for Chobozwa. The lane opened up, parted like the Red Sea, and he got two more to the total.
Beautiful little show and go. 69-65. And a four-point lead there for Reg as they are just showing us what they're capable of doing. And they want to just turn up the heat they can.
This is that beautiful pass in between the defense, and the reverse layup comes up off the backboard. Just cutting behind the defense. No one there, and the easy layup with no one around him.
Bye, and bye, and bye. Off the metal. Chibozwa picks the ball up out wide once again. Loads of time, loads of space. Zie.
Yeah, it looked like a travel.
Yeah, it was. Very frustrating. They're the kind of mistakes that you don't really want to see.
And they had numbers in transition. They held it up and didn't find the ideal option. What they did find, though, was an unforced error, really, and a turnover. And that's big, given the context of this game.
Yeah, this is going to go to the wire, of course, and I think we've got a timeout. And we are going to take a small break before we come back and see what's going to happen here at the Dakar Arena. It's 69-65 for Reg of Rwanda.
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Right now, we have about 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Close contest between Rwanda Energy Group and SLAC, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club from Conakry, Guinea. REG from Rwanda leads 69-65 after, you know, almost... three quarters of play. We're now in the fourth quarter. And, yeah, this could go down to the wire. These teams look very evenly matched. I'm going to give another shout-out for the Nigerian Obakpa for Slack. He's been very impressive underneath. Had a very pretty pass to start the fourth quarter. 13 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists for the big Nigerian, who's making his presence felt for this team based in Conakry, Guinea. Right now, we're heading back to the action. Reg leads 69-65.
Sirin Saliombai of Slack gets the play going once again. Chris Obegba, nice pass inside, and Mbai tries to get it back out. That is neatly done. Crawford for three. Comes back off the ring. There's the rebound, two rebounds, three rebounds. Chibozwa does the business here, and it comes out, and it's Thomas Jr. Just calms things down. They got a four-point lead. Calmly
big misses at close range on the second and third chance opportunities, and that's going to be telling, I think, as the game develops.
Chabozoir. They get possession back. Slack a little bit lucky. Mbaye up against Chabozoir. He'll know that he's a youngster, of course. He'll try and use his wisdom and intelligence and his experience to try and steal the ball out of his hands. The attempted layup right through the paint. He's being monitored there by Chabozoir. Down into the corner. Chance for Onzie. There's the pass into the paint. Once again, it's Boyo's unable to deliver.
Nziakor and Obegba patrolling the paint, and that time Nziakor comes away with the block.
Crawford for three. Oh, that is a dream shot there by the American. And he extends his tally to 18 points now. Top scorer ahead of Nziakor. He's on 17.
1 point game. Each possession so important.
He's going on a bit of a wander is Thomas Jr. Nice little ball. The pass into the middle. But again, that's three plays. Oh, nearly lost the ball by. Got to watch out. Someone's behind your back. Usher, where are you? What's going on? What have you heard? What are your thoughts? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm just sitting next to the Slack bench and just listening into what the coach Zecevic is telling his players. He's saying Robert Pack has gone small on the court, and so they need to try and find a way of blocking and playing good defense to, you know, make sure they don't shoot from behind the arc, because that could change a lot in this game, and that would obviously mean that Rec would take the lead and they'll be in trouble, because this is literally the last quarter of this game.
Yeah, it's getting quite tight, isn't it?
You talk about matchup problems, because Crawford hasn't really made the afternoon very difficult as far as Rick is concerned. They've thrown different guys at him, but he's been pretty comfortable. He's compiled his 18 points in a very composed manner and continues to do so. And then I think he's going to be a big factor in the final five.
Cleveland Thomas Jr. keeping him busy. There's the score there. Crawford just notching, going up to 20 now.
Playing big.
Slack moving ahead. Yeah, big score. Greg looking to try and register their second win in as many games after beating AS Salih of Morocco 91-87. There he is once again, just going straight through the middle. Little jump shot there from Thomas Jr. comes to nothing. Once again, a few too many missed shots, really, from mid-range, from the rebounds are not being secured. It just basically tells you how nervous they are out there, I think. You know, there's definitely nerves on the court today because it's so tight.
This could be a big moment as they try to figure out who the foul was called on. So, Pichupanga just in the thing, and he's on four fouls. He could easily be shifted out the game on just an infringement. And they do call a foul on him, so that is his fifth foul. The referees looked at it. They made the call, and on the replay, I do think there's some validity in it. His hand was outstretched. He was caught behind the play, and the foul was committed. So that's five, and that's the end of his afternoon.
Yeah, with just under 5 minutes to go. And a brief moment where he just came on, and then all of a sudden he goes back up. He was obviously a key player that was that Robert Pack wanted to come on for this finale, this final run-in. You know, the business end to this battle. But all of a sudden, they don't get the big man back.
Now he is going to have to manage his small ball lineup and see how that works for him.
Filer gets the ball out wide, and there's a long-range shot, and again, it's a shot that comes back off the ring. And that's gone out. That will be, I think, possession for Reg, for the Rwandan team.
Bai was body on the line, trying to keep that alive, just couldn't do it. And you've got to love the effort from the young man on the floor.
Guinea-Conakry, Slack team, leading by two. Fantastic country to visit, by the way. Just on the Atlantic coastline, Senegal to the north, Mali to the northeast, Cote d'Ivoire down in the southeast, Sierra Leone and Liberia in the south. Famous for its waterfalls.
I haven't been out there, and I think got to add it to the list of desired travel destinations.
Well, beside the fact that they love to drum and they love to dance and they love to eat really well. Long-range shot coming in, just coming off the metal. Chance there for a rise-up shot from Walker, but the call is going against him, I'm afraid. Now, I talked about waterfalls in the lower and the middle regions of Guinea. You've got these fantastic waterfalls. There's one called the Voile de la Mariée, the Bride's Veil waterfall. It's in Dubreka. Go and visit it if you can. But imagine that, the Bride's Veil. Isn't that a beautiful way to describe it?
Absolutely fantastic. It's so visceral and so visual.
Crawford trying to drop in for two. Jump shot mid-range, comes back off the metal. We've got 4 minutes left to play. Chaborzwa gets the ball out wide. They're just passing the ball around. That's a fantastic drop in from Thomas Jr. And finally, the range is good down this left side. And that's an important score because the Rwandan team move 1 point ahead.
They've played tight throughout all of these shots, big shots. And BMT going to be very important here down the stretch.
Here they go, driving again. Oh, he's just come across. Obegpa with the block was just classy beyond belief.
I thought that came off the backboard. Could have been a goaltend. Marginal call.
He hawked in and just managed to get it away. Look at that. The response. Thomas Jr. Two straight threes. Well, of course he can raise his arms up in the air. There's been a timeout. And it's been called by Slack, of course, because a four-point lead with 3:30 left on the clock, it basically tells you something. We're entering a very important part of the game now, Q.
So Thomas Jr. goes into his crossover package, puts the defender on the floor, and knocks down a big three. And it's almost breathtaking what we're seeing here in terms of competition. That's one of four players in double figures for Reg. He's here with 13. He's got 16, does Thomas Jr. Chaborzwa's 15, and Walker has chipped in with 11. On the other side, it's been Chris Crawford, 20 points. Obegpa, 13. And Miller Jr., Mbai, and Nzia Kor with his 17.
I just like the way that Cleveland Thomas Jr. has been working really hard. You know, he's ever-present, going around, finding some space. The passes are good. Gets himself a little bit of space, and his long-range shooting has been very good. Chris Obegpa, a little bit frustrated there. You can see that he's a little bit annoyed. 13 points, four blocks. But Cleveland Thomas Jr., of Louisiana. There we can see the blocks coming in from the Nigerian. Obegpa, very present indeed. There you go, there's the touch. Get rid of it. Get it out. It's not coming into my house.
The replay clearly shows that there was no backboard involved, and that was beautiful, beautiful defense.
Usher, what did you hear? Oh, drive in for two.
I was just listening in to the players. There's a lot of tension on both benches. But Coach Robert Park is saying they need to run the clock. It's 24 seconds on every possession. So let's see how much they can go.
And again, a nice little chance to try and drop in for two. It's a two-point lead. They want to get the ball back. Look at that. That is top class indeed. That's one way to just come in and say hello. Smashed in there by Obegpa. And we're all level at 75. Points apiece.
What a fantastic play, especially in a pressure situation. Great finish.
Filer out wide, and Chaborzwa with the drive. That's not a good pass, and it's been picked up. It's there for the taking, Crawford. And it's a tense, tight tussle now as the charge down from Slack to try and drop in for two. That was a big score as well, coming in from Miller Jr.
making big plays down the stretch here are the slack backcourt, Crawford and Miller Jr. Good decisions.
Another foul committed. I'm just going to understand it. What happened there? I think it was Obekpa, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, look at that. I mean, they're playing volleyball on a base, on a basketball court. That's just unbelievable.
Touch pass to Obekpa. That's just such great court vision and touch, and no prettier play in any kind of sport. The aerial assault by Obekpa.
Could go to overtime, of course, if we are all square. Timeout that's been called by the Rwandan team of Reg. Hungry for this victory. Played second fiddle. No, they managed to beat AS Sally 91-87. They got one win. Hungry for win number two, but slack moving ahead after those fine scores.
We've seen how important the management of talent is and understanding strategy. Right now, there's been nothing to choose between these two teams. And looking at what can possibly unfold, the ball is going to go into the hands of Chris Crawford as far as slack are concerned. And Thomas Jr. as well is going to have to orchestrate the offense. They might take offensive responsibility individually, but they'll also try and run plays on the offensive end to try and get high-level execution.
Sure, have you got a nugget for us?
Yes. From Coach Robert Park of Reg, and is telling his players to look for the easy points. So go to the basket, attack it, and see if they can, level up this game. But it is ball possession for Reg. Let's see what they'll do with this one.
Shabozwa needs movement from his teammates. That's nicely done. Tries to find a little bit of space. It comes to nothing. Slack. Well, they retrieve the ball. They consolidate. And they take the ball forward. It was well played, that was indeed there from Miller Jr. taking it up, and they lose possession. Shabozwa, he's such a dangerous player, isn't he?
A terrier and a terror every time he's in front of you. That's just good defense.
Every time I see Shabozwa, I think about energy, energy, energy.
Rwanda Energy Group. There it is.
That's
the attempt
right.
At three and the foul. And look. We're going to go to the free throw line, I think, now, because you can see what happened there. Leland Thomas Jr. draws the foul, and it's going to be like that for a little while. They get one.
Going to have to draw on all of his college experience right now. Cleveland Thomas Jr. played out in New Mexico, Hartford, and West Kentucky, and that'll all help him in this environment. Two of two.
And it is a three from three for that man, Cleveland Thomas Jr. And look at the Rwandan fans. They're here in the stands watching as we're down to 1:18 on the clock. Crawford up against Shabozwa, trying to find a little bit of space. Can't wriggle away from the Rwandan.
Fourth team foul, and all afternoon he's been struggling, hasn't Shabozwa? That's the one matchup that has not gone his way.
That's true. Third foul there for Shabozwa. Crawford picks the ball up. Little change of a man-to-man marking on that occasion. Oh, it's been dropped in. A beautiful score indeed. He is just on fire, working really, really well, isn't he, Crawford?
That is such great court vision and a big time play by Crawford here.
Shabozwa, 78-79. And the defensive foul, good drive through, drawing the foul, Thomas Jr. 44.7 seconds on the clock. This could go absolutely anywhere, Q.
Both premier guards, Thomas Jr. and Chris Crawford, being given the basketball and license to play and create the scoring their way. And it's been back and forth that way, and I don't think it's going to change in the final 44 seconds.
Zajko Zecevic, very busy on court side as well, as you can see. 20 points there for Cleveland Thomas Jr. Where is this going to go? High-octane basketball being played here for this opening clash of two today. 33 seconds. The clock is going well as the ball's come up. Has anybody got it? Oh, Nishibozwa has taken it. Now, what can they do? Slow things down. He's looking at the clock. He knows that there's a time. There's a difference, of course, of about 6 seconds.
About 4.8. They're going to have to foul.
They're going to have to foul. Third foul, that is for Fofana. Nishibozwa. Oh, it's dropped into the middle. They've given the ball away. This is very dangerous indeed. And racing up, Obegba. Can they get the ball back out? Obegba, Obegba. Oh, he gets the two. They move ahead. And it's Slack who have a one-point lead. The timeout has been called. Of course it's been called. 7.8 seconds left on the clock.
That was a really interesting sequence of play, but that was even bigger bucket by Obegba to give Slack a lead. Just 1 point in it. And we have 7.8 seconds left in this story between Rick and Slack. Can still go either way.
It's a crazy pass, wasn't it? It was just in the, you know, put in the basket.
I think the referees were trying to call. They were looking to take the foul, but players threw it away and handed it right to Obegba. That might be the telling moment in this game.
Usher, the telling moment. What can you hear? Well, Usher's there, I think, but...
Do you want me to spy for you or what?
I know, like, that's why you're here.
Well done, Robbie.
Sorry. What's the play?
Well, the play is very simple. Obviously, very smart move there from Robert Pack to call for the timeout, obviously, to tell his players what to do. But also, the ball starts from the center line, and there's 7.8 seconds on the clock. He's saying they need to, you know, rotate that ball real quick and get an open shot. But if that's not available, then they drive to the basket and get the easy two.
That pass there, Q. Unbelievable. Thanks, Usher.
You're welcome.
They've made some really big plays down the stretch, and where it's come from is the ability to make the extra pass. We've seen some great individual play, but we've also seen some unselfish play from Slack.
Okay, here we go. This is most definitely money time.
This is where the practice court pays dividends.
Nishibozwa, got to get the shot in 6 seconds. There's a chance. Thomas... Reg, Nishibozwa, Nishibozwa! Look at that! Look at him! Look at the celebrations! That's what it means to them! Oh, my word! Absolutely remarkable how to win a game! They've done it! They've done it! And it came from downtown, and Nishibozwa dropping it in, high and dry, in she goes. The celebrations are there, and the victory for Rwanda Energy Group. That's two wins from two for the Rwandans.
What an awesome moment. What a fantastic shot created off the dribble, kicked out to the open shooter, and then Nishibozwa.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Nishibozwa for Rwanda Energy Group. The game hero. Last second three-point shot lifts his team to victory. Nishibozwa. Final score from Dakar Arena. Rwanda Energy Group 83. And Slack 81. Joining me now is Prince Nesta. Prince, what a finish! What a finish, Prince!
What a fantastic finish. I absolutely agree with you. Wow! Wow! I mean, I'm sure folks down there in Kigali, Rwanda are really having a good time right now, partying, because, you know, their team is really, really making their country great right now. tough battle indeed. It was, fantastic display from both teams, actually. But that was just such a powerful finish from Shibozwa, who actually has been really consistent, considering the fact that he really played a critical game in the first match against AS Sali. But I'll give credit to both teams, Sunny. It was a close matchup between the two. And, of course, we have to have winners and losers, Sunny.
Well, the Rwandan fans are singing and dancing and waving the Rwandan flag at the Dakar Arena. Final score, let me correct it. I think I got the score wrong. 83-81 in favor of REG, Rwanda Energy Group. Chibozwa with a last-second three-point shot to lift REG to victory. Got to give us slack credit, Prince. As you said, it was a hard-fought game, and they really showed a lot of fighting spirit in this contest.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. If you look at players such as Marcus Christopher, Crawford, fantastic player. He really put in the work. I call him Destroyer in Chief. He's a big guy, always active on both sides of the court. And, you look at another player such as Obekpa. Goodness me.
Obekpa, really, he was really big. Obekpa, no question. The Nigerian, I'm checking the stats out now, Prince. Obekpa, yeah. 17 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists. He came up with some really big plays at the end, but it just wasn't quite enough.
I totally agree with you. And, if you look at his goal, lots of experience as far as professional basketball is concerned. I mean, he played in St. John's University in Jamaica, New York, that is. And then, he actually led the NCAA Division I in blocks per game with 4.03 average. That's during the 2012-2013 season. And, he went to Miami Heat, played for the 2016
Prince,
NBA Summer League.
Prince, I have to interrupt. We're going to go to a post-match interview with the Heroes.
Yeah, first one. We keep getting better every day. We need to win at least 2 games, then you can be sure that if we win the third one, we can be able to play the final in Rwanda. It's a great win for us, and we thank God for that.
What was going through your mind when you took that last shot?
It was like my last chance, and I had to do it. I was like trying to play all the game like good. I say like, let me do this. Let me try it, because we live by, like, everything we do that in life, you have to take a risk. I took the risk, and the second was already over. I had to do that, yeah.
Every time the coach gives you an opportunity to step on the court, you come with a lot of energy, on defense especially. What goes through your mind when you play such defense?
What comes to my mind is, like, if I don't score, I'm not allowed to anyone to score on me. That's the first mindset I have. So I have to make sure my guard doesn't score on me, and I have to score on him. A good player must do, yeah.
Now, congratulations, Chibozwa, and fantastic performance there. All the best in the remaining games in the tournament. Now, Roby, back to you.
Thanks very much, Asha, and congratulations.
Chibozwa, he was the hero for Rwanda Energy Group with that last-second shot. But there were other heroes, weren't there, Prince?
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Yes, I was just talking about Obinkpa, who actually has featured for Miami Heat and Phoenix Suns, and, in the NBA Summer League, and super experience was really critical as far as, slack is concerned in this particular game. And, Marcus Crawford for sure. But looking at REG, Chibozwa was not playing alone, of course. Dizay was really critical as far as this match is concerned. Cleveland Thomas Jr., goodness me. Mm. He's actually referred to as the pancake, the American professional basketball player. And, he was critical. I mean, some of those threes, he's a really great, great guard, hitting the threes. And, of course, some of those steals. And REG are a very organized team. I think anybody who's going to be facing them is going to be in trouble, because they are really organized. I mean, look at some of the points they're putting in. Thomas Jr. had 24 points, and Dizay 13 points, Walker 11 points, and Chibozwa had 15 points. Tyler had 6 points. And, these are shows, goes to show that the first five are actually putting in the work. And when you have such a team where players are scoring from all sorts of directions, they're not depending on only one player, then you're really in trouble. REG might actually be the Cinderellas of this tournament, Sunny. And who knows what tomorrow might bring, since they have their CV, they have something for sure to, you know, smile about, since they beat AS Sally, one of the big teams in this tournament in their first match.
Thank you, Prince. Keep smiling. Keep smiling, Prince. Final score from Dakar, 83, Rwanda Energy Group. Slack, 81. A last-second shot lifts the energy team to victory. Thanks to my engineer, Vasco Vilarić. Thank you, Vasco. Thanks to my producer, downtown Daniel Brown. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington.